Well, 10 years later, Infinity War is finally out, and man, it lives up to it. I'm going to be honest, I didn't expect to be as shocked as I was. Goddamn, I am in such disbelief on everything that happened. It's crazy. I'm just going to go right ahead into it and just explain, you know, everything that was going on. This is going to be a spoiler review. So if you don't want to watch it, then I'd suggest going to see the movie first and then listening to this review, because I'm mind blown, with everything that had taken place. And it just, the way the movie starts off is you have the Black Order literally show up with Thanos in, space to grab the ship that Thor was on with Korg and Loki and everything to receive the Tesseract. Now, Thanos already has the Power Stone because he blew up Nova Corp. And then we find out that Loki has the Tesseract still with him. Thor did not know that. Thought it blew up on Asgard. And quite frankly, I would sit there and say, you know what? This isn't going to end well. Unfortunately, Heimdall dies as the first death. But he's able to send Banner to Earth to be able to just, I guess, tell everybody. But Heimdall is literally stabbed through the chest. Then we have probably one of the biggest what-the-fuck moments is that Loki tries to actually kill Thanos, but then ends up, you know, Thanos has got one up on him, breaks the Tesseract, puts the fucking Space Stone inside his glove, and he fucking takes Loki and snaps his fucking neck and crushes it with one giant fist. Like, wow. We've seen Loki dead millions of times, but I'm pretty sure this was it. Holy shit, because he stood up and said, I am Loki, Odin's son, Prince of Asgard. Which he's never said. You know what? And then he said, we will reign again one day, brother. And then Loki, just dead. Just dead. And Thor is pretty much blasted into space. The Black Order is sent to then retrieve the Mind and Time Stone, which are on Earth. And then Thanos sets off to find the fucking Space Stone. But before that, he ends up... I'm gonna jump all over the place, but just to cover everything. He ends up going to get the Reality Stone from the Collector. That's where, you know, the Guardians are pretty much... are aware of everything at this point. Thor smashes into the ship, tells the Guardians what's going on. And then they decide, Thor says, we need to split up and have two separate units because he has to take a pod to go get a new hammer, which eventually would become Stormbreaker, which is Beta Ray Bill's, you know, weapon. So, I mean, the whole thing is fantastic. It's just how it's done. I don't have a script in front of me. I'm just going off the fresh visualization of everything that had happened in this 2 hour and 38 minute movie or something like that. But it is beyond crazy the amount of characters that they put in together, everything that took place. Everyone was constantly thinking, how are they going to cram so many superheroes into one film? And Disney and Marvel did it fantastically. Just baffling to me to sit there and think, you know what? Everything they did was perfect. It was damn near almost a perfect movie. Especially for the Avengers films and where this was going to come to end. Of course, that it was directed by the Russo brothers, produced by Kevin Feige. You know, it stars everyone from Guardians of the Galaxy to all the Avengers. You know, it's... I mean, it came out April 23rd, 2018 for the Dolby Theater premiere, and then April 27th, 2018. Like I said, 149 minutes. The budget was $300 to $400 million. As of right now, at, I don't even know what time it is, 1:15 on the 27th, it is now at $134 million in the box office. And it will surpass whatever it's... but it will be the highest grossing film of all time. I guarantee you. So, overall, where else to begin? Okay. Heimdall, like I said, uses the Bifrost to send Hulk to Earth and then is killed by Corvus Glaive. Thanos kills Loki, takes a space stone, and departs with his, basically Thanos, the children of Thanos, and obliterates that entire ship. So you would think that Korg and Meek are pretty much dead, but it's not confirmed yet. Same thing with Valkyrie, like, where the fuck is she? Hulk then crashes, like, beaming down right before, I think, Doctor Strange and Wong were getting... I think they were getting food. I think that was the idea, is that he didn't want to pay for food or something like that. Anyway, they land in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Stephen Strange and Major Domo Wong in New York. And then all of a sudden, immediately, Hulk reverts to Bruce Banner. And then basically, after hearing him saying Thanos is coming, he killed half the universe's population. Doctor Strange immediately goes straight to Tony Stark while Tony is jogging in the woods, I think, with Pepper. Talking about their engagement and their upcoming wedding. And then Maw and Obsidian, I think that's how it's pronounced, arrive to pretty much retrieve the Time Stone in Strange's possession. But it takes a little bit before that. They put up a good fight, Doctor Strange. And then basically you got Peter, they see this spaceship crashing and pretty much coming into Earth. Everyone's running amok. Doctor Strange is an absolute fucking badass. And it is beyond his mythical powers. He is beyond his mythical... Like, he is the master of the mystic arts. That's it. He barely used the fucking Time Stone in this film, is what I have such a problem with. The one that he used it the most with was seeing into the future, and I'll get into that. Then we have Peter Parker shows up, basically tells Ned, and you got the Stan Lee cameo, he's driving the bus. He's like, Ned, create a diversion, and Peter just swings into action, helps Tony, and Tony's like, kid, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm here, you know, I'm here to help. So, but then Maw ends up capturing Stark, and Parker, you know, Peter ends up pursuing the spaceship while Wong remains to protect the Sanctum, because there has to be a guard for it. And then Bruce, Tony was going to call Captain America, literally, until they had... the other two showed up, like, in the middle of New York, and to get the Time Stone. So it was kind of interesting, nonetheless, to see, okay, what exactly is going on? That Tony, Hulk, Doctor Strange, and this is where they first meet, and Doctor Strange and Tony immediately, like, they don't get it wrong, but at the same time, they're, like, they're going to be, like, really good friends. You know, Doctor Strange and... You know, Spider-Man end up becoming official members of the Avengers. But that is just a small piece. Okay, so basically, Stark and Parker, like I said, they pursue the spaceship. Stark does not know that Peter is attached to the spaceship. He actually puts the Iron Spider suit on him and then sends him parachuting back. But Peter actually grabs the spaceship to keep going to try and help. And Bruce Banner finds the cell phone. The trailers, I gotta say, were very, very much leading into this film. Tony ends up not calling Captain America, not like on purpose. He said that, you know, the Avengers broke up and there's not really on good speaking terms. But he has every intention on doing it. He has the phone out, but then the noise comes outside and then he puts the phone away. He's like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this? So then Bruce picks up the phone and then calls Cap. Now, he goes, Strange goes, who can find Vision? And Banner goes, I know one person that can. And then Cap... knows where to find Vision. So basically we end up in Scotland where Midnight and Glaive, Proxima Midnight and Corvus Glaive ambush Scarlet Witch and Vision. Then we have Steve Rogers, we have Captain America, Black Widow, and Falcon rescue them. And then they go to Avengers headquarters where they meet James Rhodes, Rhodey, War Machine. Now, Vision completely offers to sacrifice himself for having Wanda destroy the Mind Stone in his forehead to keep Thanos from retrieving it. Honestly, I don't know to what extent that could have actually worked, because as long as Thanos possessed the Time Stone, he could have reverted back to... It's interesting, very debatable. But nonetheless... Vision offers to sacrifice himself by having Maximoff literally destroy the Mind Stone in his forehead to keep Thanos, like I said, from retrieving it. And Steve actually suggests that they travel to Wakanda to try and get the stone removed. And then the Guardians of the Galaxy pretty much get a distress call from an Asgardian ship. So this is basically how they came to be like, oh, what the hell? So they end up traveling to go find out what the fuck happened. And then Thor literally hits the ship. Thanos is seeking the Reality Stone, which is in the possession of the Collector at Nowhere. Collector's dead. Thanos gets the Reality Stone. Peter and Gamora are in love with each other. Gamora makes a vow to Peter's, like, if you find out anything about, what's it called? If you, kill me. Basically kill me so that Thanos doesn't get the information that I know. That's essentially what it is. Then, fuck, I guess Thanos, because he had the Reality Stone, kind of shifted everything. And when Peter was going to shoot Gamora after Thanos has pretty much got her locked up after that, Drax and everybody basically, like, knocked him, you know. Drax, this is why I say the Guardians fucked up everything. Because, Thanos had no idea they were there. Drax went to try and attack him. Mantis tapped him and fucking made him sleep. Drax hit the floor, heard a noise. Everything went fucking sour. Gamora goes out to try and kill her dad. And fucking Quill just gets emotional as shit. And that's that. Meanwhile, you got Rocket and Groot are accompanying Thor to Nidavellir, I cannot pronounce it, to retrieve a weapon for killing Thanos, while Peter Quill, Gamora, and Mantis and Drax are still trying to find Thanos. Well, they did after what I just explained. Pardon me. So with the Reality Stone already in Thanos' possession, he captures Gamora, his daughter, and then leaves the location of the Soul Stone. Okay, she ends up telling him the location of the Soul Stone. And to keep, because Nebula is being tortured. So in order to stop her from being tortured, basically she tells him, okay, I know where the Soul Stone is. And this is where the biggest fuck you of where the Soul Stone could have been. Cause everybody was thinking it was Heimdall, Wakanda, whatever the case may be. And it was brilliant. So Thanos takes Gamora to Vormir, a planet where, of all people, fucking Red Skull from Captain America the First Avenger, who got sent away from the Tesseract, is there. He is the keeper of the Soul Stone. And Red Skull informs Thanos that you can only retrieve the stone if you sacrifice a loved one. And then Gamora's laughing. She's like, haha, you love nothing. And then Thanos is like, no, I actually do. I love my daughter. And then kills his fucking daughter. And then gets the Soul Stone. Bro, fucking dark. Like, oh my god. So Nebula then escapes captivity and requests the pretty much the remaining Guardians to meet her on Titan, Thanos' homeworld. So while you got Tony and Peter Parker, Ebony Maw is literally from space. Ejects him into space and then fucking he freezes and dies. It was pretty badass. It was a pretty badass scene, I'm not going to lie. And then they rescue Doctor Strange because he's being tortured by Maw. They land on Titan where they meet Peter Quill, Drax, and Mantis. And then Doctor Strange uses the Time Stone to view millions of possible options in the future. And this is interesting because Quill, Drax, and Mantis, they literally are like, who the fuck are you guys? And then Peter's like, we're the Avengers. And then he's like, oh. And then Mantis goes, oh, the people Thor was talking about. And then Tony was like, you know Thor? And then it was like, okay, everybody's on the same side now. Not for long. Oh, they are, but something happens, of course. The group form a plan to confront Thanos and remove the Infinity Gauntlet. Thanos then teleports to Titan to retrieve the Time Stone, justifying his plan to Strange as necessary to ensure the continued survival of the universe. The group subdues him, more or less, and until Nebula arrives and pretty much Thanos killed Gamora, we find that out. Peter Quill is completely fucking pissed off and breaks the group's hold on Thanos that was actually going to work. As Thanos overpowers them after, I think, Quill, like, punched him in the face and was like, what the fuck? And then, it's Tony is yelling at him. He's like, Quill, don't do it. He's like, calm down. We almost got this thing off him. And, oh my god, So after Doctor Strange ends up surrendering the Time Stone in exchange for Thanos, sparing Tony Stark. So basically, Doctor Strange gave up the Time Stone because Tony Stark got stabbed in the chest and was going to die. And he said, Thanos, spare him and I'll give you the Time Stone. And then Tony goes, why'd you do that? And he goes, because this is the end game. No, it was really more or less like, we're friends now. That's my boy. You know, the two of them, they got it. Like, Doctor Strange is an Avenger now, and it's like, he's not going to fucking ruin anything. Then we'll end up with Thor, Rocket, and Groot, where they meet Peter Dinklage's Eitri. He is an abandoned, or the last remaining dwarf on the abandoned planet of Nidavellir. And basically they create Stormbreaker, like I was saying before, an enhanced maul that gives Thor the power of the Bifrost, and he can actually travel back to Earth. Now, Thor almost dies while trying to construct this, and Groot actually comes up and saves Thanos and puts the hammer together. So the whole scene is actually pretty cool. Peter Dinklage's role is fucking fantastic. So that solved that, who he was going to end up being. So Avengers arrive in Wakanda, basically Captain America and company. And they go to Shuri, and basically they give her the task of taking out the Mind Stone. And she's basically like, yeah, I can do it. But it's going to take a while. So Vision's on pretty much like an operating table, more or less, and they're trying to like extract it from him. Meanwhile, there's a giant war going on that's about to happen outside. So you got Hulk, Captain America, Scarlet Witch, Black Panther, fucking War Machine, Falcon, everybody. Everybody's out. And so Thanos' army invades Wakanda, and the Avengers pretty much fight alongside King T'Challa and the Wakandan forces. I mean, granted, is also you have M'Baku, I don't know what to say, pardon me, M'Baku, you know, and the Winter Soldier. So it was a battle for the ages. Hulk never showed up in the Avengers movie, even though in the trailer they show Hulk running through Wakanda. He never turned into the Hulk throughout the entire movie, so that was kind of interesting. He was in the Hulkbuster armor. Mark Ruffalo was in the Hulkbuster armor the entire time. Bruce Banner was in the Hulkbuster armor. Never once did the Hulk show up. So maybe that's going to be a scene for, I don't know, maybe a part two, I guess? Or Infinity Gauntlet, whatever they plan on calling this new movie. So anyway, then we have Rocket and Groot. They arrive, Thor, Rocket, and Groot arrive on Earth immediately into Wakanda via the Bifrost and rally the defenders. Midnight, Obsidian, and Glaive are killed. All the children of Thanos are dead now. And their army is pretty much destroyed, thanks to Thor and company. Thanos arrives and retrieves the Mind Stone from Vision, literally taking it out of his head and fucking killing him. And interesting enough is that Wanda was able to destroy the Mind Stone, and then Vision was back, basically like, kind of like, okay. And no, he died. And then Thanos reversed time, and fucking, then I think Thor tried to kill him. Thor put Stormbreaker right through his fucking chest, and then all of a sudden, immediately, Thanos goes, after he collects the Mind Stone, Thor puts the hammer, Stormbreaker, through his chest, pretty much stabs him to death, and then Thanos goes, huh, you should have chopped my head off, or you should have aimed for the head, or something like that, and then he has all the Infinity Gauntlets now, so he used the Time Stone to reverse Vision so he can get back, pull out the fucking Mind Stone, Vision's dead, and Wanda's like, you know, pretty much Thanos, as he's walking, just throws everyone with different stones, whether it was a space stone time, so everybody just goes flying, like, to get the fuck out of the way, I'm here. And so Thanos finally retrieves all the Infinity Stones, the Mind Stone being the last one, literally off of Vision's head. And that's when Thor stabs him in the chest, and he says to Thor, that exact, or whatever the fucking quote was, it was, you know, you should have aimed for the head, or whatever the case was, and then he snaps his fingers. And I was like, what the fuck? Granted, and then it just cut. The movie just cut to a random scene of him and Gamora when Gamora was a child, and she was like, was it worth it all? And Thanos is like crying a little bit. It was kind of weird. It's kind of emotional shit. So, and then all of a sudden, it goes back to Earth. And then it's like everything's back to normal. Thor is like, what did you do? The Infinity Gauntlet's fucking destroyed. That whole thing is like blown to shit on his hand. And Thanos ends up, like, teleporting or going to a different, whatever the fucking case was. And he goes literally, Thanos' plan literally comes true. He wanted to, his intent was, he wanted to get rid of half the galaxy because he is tired of seeing,
Which, actually, I hate to say this, Thanos has a really good fucking point. That the Earth, that the world is using natural resources on the poor, I guess, and wasting them. So he, in order to protect the world, the universe, he wants to destroy and pretty much murder and have, he was like the Hitler of the MCU. But I wouldn't say it's a good point, but it's actually, okay, while Thanos is explaining it, it made sense in the weirdest way possible. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, okay, now I understand his point, because unfortunately, it's just the scenes that happened with Gamora and her family where they scrammage for food when they could have enough. It's just, the whole thing's fucked up. So, anyway, Thanos' plan comes true, and he fulfills it. I tell you what, determined son of a bitch. And his people start randomly crumbling to dust. So, Bucky Barnes, Bucky goes, hey, Cap, or something like that, and then, boom, blows into dust. Disintegrates, you know, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is like, it's just, he disintegrated. It's just, Bucky, and then Drax, Groot, Mantis, Wanda, Peter, Parker, Peter Quill, Doctor Strange, T'Challa, and Sam Wilson, all turn to dust and just disappear. So, like, what the fuck? Because it's left off in such a weird, you don't know what the fuck just happened. The surviving heroes are separated. You have Nebula and Tony Stark, who are on Titan. Steve, Thor, and Bruce Banner, and Romanoff, Rhodes, Rocket, Okoye, and M'Baku remain on the Wakanda battlefield. So, like I said, it's fucking bizarre. It is bizarre. So the entire core Avengers, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, and Iron Man all survive. You know, so does Rhodey, Rocket, M'Baku. It's just, it's fucking weird. And Nebula survives. That's just not really human. It's just really more, I don't know. So anyway, Thanos is healed. Awakens on another planet and watching the sunrise in, like, the biggest satisfaction with a smile on his face. And that's it. Those people all disintegrate and just disappear and die. And then you have the only few people that did survive, which was, like I said, Nebula, Stark, Rogers, Thor, Banner, Romanoff, Rhodes, Rocket, you know, M'Baku, and Okoye. You know, it just, I'm baffled. And then the movie literally just ends with Thanos looking into the sunrise. And, like, on a beautiful planet. And that's it. It like, what the fuck happened? It was the most epic ending to any Marvel movie, if not the best Marvel movie in history. It's a phenomenal movie. There's nothing more I can sit there and say. You wait so long for movies like these to come out, and then you said, all right, if Thanos gets all the Infinity Gauntlet, all the Infinity Stones, we hope that he fucking uses it. And he did. He did what he set out to do. And that was the biggest, you know, thing. How did they come back from this? Is everyone dead? What's the case? Like, so many more questions, and that's the whole point, is that, remember, this was supposed to be part one and part two. So this is clear. I mean, still part one, so you don't know what can happen. But the biggest thing that did happen was in the post-credit scene. We have Nick Fury transmits a distress signal after he watches a helicopter crash into a building, which is kind of 9/11-esque, unfortunately. The whole, like, it just, Maria Hill is in the car with them. They get hit by a car. A car, like, swerves into them or something like that. And then they see that there's no one in the car. And they're like, what the hell? And then Maria Hill starts disintegrating along with other people. And then a device, it was like a pager that Nick Fury had, like, specially made or whatever the case may be. He starts disintegrating and grabs the pager and he hits a page. And then and all of a sudden it says sending, sending, sending. And it's just on the ground. You're looking at it. You're like, what the hell is it going to do? And then it displays, as soon as it hits, like, sent, Captain Marvel's insignia pops up on the pager. And I literally screamed, holy shit, in the fucking movie. The kids around me and everything. It marked the hell out. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And then it just shows that, okay, Captain Marvel's still alive because she's part Kree and part human, so I don't think she could have died. And it's so fucking interesting. Like, oh my God, what a beautiful way to introduce the Marvel Comics' number one female superhero. Like, fuck it, A, man. The whole thing was just fantastic. I don't even know where else to begin. So we have the untitled sequel scheduled to release on May 3rd, 2019, with the Russos returning to direct it, and Marcus and McFeely once again writing the screenplay. Fucking amazing. This whole movie was worth every minute. I give it a 9.8 out of 10. The only reason I'm knocking 2 points off is one small minor thing I couldn't understand, is that this is okay. And then somebody explained it to me earlier, so or later. It's just, think about it. Heimdall can see all the souls in the universe, but he didn't see the war coming as big as it was. He didn't see Thanos coming. He didn't see the Black Order coming. But then when they pointed out that Thanos has no soul, that's why he couldn't get the Soul Stone, it just makes you stop and think, like, was there a couple plot holes in this movie? You know, what else did Red Skull do for all that time? You find out Thor is, like, 1,500 years old. You know, it's there's a lot, like, and that's I want to sit there and give it, like, a perfect, you know, 10 out of 10, a perfect 100. But there, I have to knock it down at least 0.2 points, because there was, I have to rewatch it and stop and think, like, did they maybe not explain something? So as of right now, that's what I'm giving it. But it is by far the best Marvel Studios movie of all time. It is the best MCU movie, and I'm probably going to go watch it, like, at least 10 times in the next, like, week and a half. So it's worth every damn minute. So I appreciate you guys for listening to me doing this review, and quite frankly, I can't believe it lived up to all the hype. I mean, I can believe it, but you know what? It was just that surreal moment that, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen. And that's what a movie is supposed to do, is make you immerse in that entire world, let alone universe. And I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to sit there and watch these films, to be a part of this and have this in my life. You know what? And because if Thanos definitely showed one thing, it's that life is short. You know, shit can happen in a blink of an eye. So to be able to see these movies and just to have fun and go to the movies, like, you know, old times, you know, it's worth every minute. So I can't wait. I'm going to head down back to Disney for the Toy Story Land opening, see what they're doing with Star Wars Land, seeing if they're doing anything with Avengers. So I will keep you guys updated on that. But as of right now, Avengers Infinity War is an absolute, it's damn near a masterpiece. It's an absolute must. So I thank you guys for tuning into this. I've been Joe Major, and we will see you for the next Disney movie review. Thank you.